Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here for 30 years. And Milan Jurkovic for what, 12?
No. 15.
This March.
15 years.
Yeah, 15. And Alice Benton here, how many months, Alice?
Hey, it's been over a year.
That's right.
Come on now.
15 months. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the rookie.
Something like that. Well, we're glad everybody is with us. And, you know, it's just such a privilege to get to take phone calls. People are in such different places, and we don't know where you are, but I hope and pray that something we say today is, well, it's going to resonate with you and maybe make your life a little bit better. We have a lot of hope and a lot of healing that goes on here. I have to say this, though. This thing that we do, these intensives that we do, we talk about them a lot. I don't think we talk about them enough because, you know, back, I don't know how many years ago, over 20 years ago, we decided that we were going to put together this thing called an intensive. And we did a 5-day intensive in Southern California, brought in therapists, Christian counselors from all over the country. And we discovered something in doing that, that people waited to the last 2 days to really get busy. They had a lot of fun the first three. And so we said, okay, we know how to deal with this. Let's shorten it to 2 days. And when we did that, I mean, you guys have seen this. People walk in and they get down to work from the first minute that they're there. It's fascinating to see it happen. And so we perfected that 2-day experience from Friday to Sunday. And oh my goodness, 48 hours hearing somebody speak and then getting real live Christian counseling and then a speaker and counseling. It really is mind-boggling the kind of change that takes place there.
Well, it's that combination that makes it such a unique experience that in the main sessions we get to learn from you folks, and you teach us these skills that some of us never learned in our own homes with our family of origin. But then we separate to a group led by a counselor, and we get to know each other and work on these things and even put them into practice right there that weekend within the first few hours of it even starting. And the change is rapid, and it can be long-lasting as we continue to practice what we learn in the weekend.
Yeah, I think we have to give immense credit to each of the people like you, Alice, who led a group and who will take 3 to 4 to 5 couples for a weekend and meet with them 5 times across that whole weekend between the lectures. And that group time is important for a couple of reasons. Number one, the couples realize we're not unique. All of us are struggling from similar things.
That's right.
And we can support each other, and we can also be a mirror to reflect what we see and hear in each other's lives. And then, but you set the stage, Alice, by being a consistent, helpful person. I saw some of the people, Steve, at that workshop, give their therapists the biggest hugs I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they appreciate the work of those people. It just is profound.
It is true. The therapists are there, but I want to say this. The information that you and Kay present, it doesn't happen in this environment. And when people will say to me, now, is this like, before they can even finish. I love to finish for them. No, it's not like anything else because of the format, but because of the information. Mm-hmm. And then they say about me, hey, you're really funny. But the information you guys give is profound.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back right here. Mylon Yurkovich, Alice Benton, Steve Arterburn, and you. And before we go to the call, I just have to ask you to consider right here in the middle of March to consider maybe you could do something for the first time, and that's support this ministry. Club New Life membership is $30 for 1 month, and you get discounts. We send these amazing videos to you. You have access to a library of videos that, I mean, there's hardly anything you could want to know about. It isn't in there. And you're just part of us in a different way. And every time you hear that somebody did something, they made progress, you're part of it. Because you support this ministry. You're the foundation of everything that we do. So if at all possible, call us right now and let us know that you want to be part of the club that changes lives. It makes a huge, huge difference. Please call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But right now I'm going to the phones, and I am going to talk with, how about we talk with Anita from Idaho Falls, KBX. L, how you doing?
Hello.
Anita. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Steve.
How's it going?
I saw you in person.
When?
I saw you and Alice and Mylon and Kay, and the biggest deal was I saw Larry Sonnenberg.
That's exactly right.
Anita,
that's
big deal.
Funny.
I get starstruck whenever I'm around him.
Aw. Where did you see all of us?
Do you remember talking to me in front of the elevator?
Are you talking about in Southern California at the marriage intensive?
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So why did you go to
we
that?
We went.
Why'd you go?
Because you told me that you thought it would help. And I called back in October.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I was really afraid to go.
Wow.
We made plans to go. But quite honestly, I think I was afraid to hope. Mm. I went feeling kind of skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's not a believer, and he's fairly emotionally shut down. I figured that he was avoidant, and already knew I was probably a vacillator. But I don't have words. It was amazing.
Well, it doesn't fix everything, of course, but what got better after you went?
I think that for the first time, my husband and I were able... We've been in counseling for a year and a half, but we, for the first time, especially during the comfort circle practice with our counselor... we were able to listen. He was able to listen and hear me. I felt heard.
Mm.
I think that we were both able to be vulnerable with each other for the first time.
Great.
I feel really hopeful.
Great.
I did not have that going in. So.
Well, that's pretty huge to go from, man, this is just the way it's going to have to be the rest of our lives, to having some real live hope. What's the biggest struggle now that you've left? Like I said, it doesn't fix everything, but you do end up on a different trajectory, you know, if both people get down to business. What's the biggest struggle now?
Well, we definitely have our work to do, but we know, I think we know we have the tools, we have the handbook that we worked on there. I wanted to say, too, really quickly, before I ask my question, watching Kay and Mylan do the comfort circle was, I don't even have, I guess, just amazing. I felt like a fly on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed at your ability to be so vulnerable as if we weren't there, and to take us to a real life issue. And so I fell apart during your comfort circle. I mean, sorry, the holding time was brutal for me. I'm not sure what happened there, but I was crying uncontrollably, and I don't know if that was a nurturing, lack of nurturing or something. But my question is fairly vulnerable. It's about my husband and I and moving forward with sex.
Okay.
So I had a pretty critical and sensitive father growing up. He wasn't in the home. He was pretty cruel. I became promiscuous as a young teenager, and I had some sexual trauma.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
So, thank you. I don't think I was ever really nurtured.
Mm-hmm.
And probably mostly felt used. Even in long-term relationships, I think you start to believe that you're only good for one thing.
Yeah.
And then, so I finally got married in 2016 at 44. I was a single mom. And sex is really awkward for us because I think I'm feeling triggered and I kind of freeze up.
Mm-hmm. And, of course you would.
My husband and I have a little bit of affection. We like to hold hands, but besides that, it seems like he's mostly affectionate right before sex, and we don't have a lot of connection. So I was wondering, how can we learn to have sexual intimacy? What does this process look like for us to get to that point? Kay mentioned waiting for healing for trauma, but I wanted to get some kind of write down some steps that you could recommend for us.
Let me ask you a quick question, and then I'm going to let Mylan go from here. Are you able to talk with him about the problem, or is it something you guys are not talking about?
Honestly, before the intimacy and marriage workshop, I could not have this conversation with him. Something really has changed. So talk about this this past weekend. We went back to things that we learned in the workshop, and it really just something's changed. And so now we're able to talk about things.
Great. Because,
so
you know,
we can talk now.
Yeah.
He's open to waiting if that's what is necessary.
That's huge. That is huge. Just being able to talk about it is the most hopeful thing ever. That, you know, if you can't talk about it, it's so, so hard to deal with it. Mylan, what are you thinking here? I'm so glad she called.
Well, oh my goodness. Anita, thank you for your call. I'm so humbled and honored by your thoughts and reflections. Grief and comfort go hand in hand. So as Kay and I worked on our relationship 30 years ago for 3 years really hard, often we would comfort each other for past grief. And so when I first started holding Kay, she couldn't open her eyes. She would have her fist clenched. She would be kind of bundled up, but she would tolerate me holding her even if it was just for a few minutes. And so to sort of start a process of saying, I'd like to just have you comfort me for two reasons. One, I had a dad who was not in home. He was cruel. I never experienced nurture. And for a female to experience non-sexual nurture is one, and that she's not, that's not going to turn into sex, is one of the most powerful healing tools, mm-hmm. as well as a powerful bonding tool between the two of you. So to ask him, could I have a holding time for 5 minutes just about the loss of my dad and then the need to get male attention and be promiscuous, to have somebody look at me in a favorable manner, I realize I dug myself into a hole, and it's been a hole that's been filled with quicksand, and I need your help out. And for him to comfort you and let you cry there is a powerful place of growth and healing. Alice, what would you say?
Well, Anita, I wonder if it feels impossible to do a holding time right now, but I also hear what a brave risk taker you are going to the weekend, calling us, being so vulnerable. So sometimes a couple can only do a holding time in their therapist's office, also awkward, having another person present. Yeah. But I just had a couple do it with me just yesterday, and they can't do it at home, but they both need it and want it, and they don't want it at the same time.
Great.
So you could ask your husband to make sure he brings it up in the next therapy session, to ask the couple to help you set that up if it feels too impossible to handle on your own right now.
Great point, Alice.
I just want to normalize, too, what you're going through, because I think it's awkward for most couples, with or without trauma, to talk about sex and their needs and wants. So especially when you have felt like your only value is as a sex object for men, it just makes so much sense that you're struggling with this right now.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, nobody that has any kind of sense would be judgmental or shaming you for your reaction to any kind of desire somebody has for you based on your past, right? I mean, you'd have to be a pretty crummy person to not hear your story and, you know, and not think this really, it makes sense. And this is why so many women struggle in this way, to feel like you're just an object, that you've never really been validated as a worthy human being. And so I want to encourage you to continue to share with him what that has felt like, and have him validate the experience. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hi.
You want to share what it feels like, and so that he can say, wow, yes, that just makes sense, because I don't think you've had nurturing. I also don't think you've had enough validation, genuine validation of your experience and the feelings you've had there, your history, and it's pretty painful. And then the other thing to do in this process, because he's a human being, is to find ways to give him nurture that you never received.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't, during this time, focus on every petty, crummy thing, underwear on the floor, whatever it would be, but you find reasons to congratulate him, to celebrate him, to acknowledge him. And I think...
So find ways to nurture him.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you can do that...
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
First of all, I just wanted to say that when I did talk to him about it this weekend, that's the first thing he said, and multiple times, was, this makes sense. When I said, I wonder if we should wait, because Kay said that... she talked about that and the women's portion.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, that makes perfect sense. And he's totally willing. But I was really surprised that something came up for me that I was not expecting.
What was that?
I think I became anxious and something old and yucky came up, like I'm going to lose him. Mm. I need to try to make sex happen or I'm going to lose him.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I hate that, and I need to process through that. And I shared that with him. I said, I don't like that this just came up. I feel anxious now. Now we've taken this off the table, so I almost feel like we need somebody to hold our hand and walk us through this, because now I feel like I want to initiate sex, and it's for the wrong reason, and I don't want to do that.
Wow. Okay, so what I'm saying is provide him with something that he will absolutely love in the absence of sex.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
Now, if you deprive him of, or he feels deprived of sex and there's no positive feeling, then, you know, that's troublesome. But you can really secure your own feelings.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Oh, wait, I was doing Tony the Tiger. I'm sorry. I'm just a radio guy. Okay. So, Anita, we're so glad you called, and I just want to encourage you to think about the Restore workshop, because it's just a healing weekend just focused on you, mm-hmm. And you know, you might think, well, maybe that doesn't specifically apply to me, but I just wish you had a weekend where it was just about you, your needs and your healing. And then the other one that can do that would be Finding Freedom. And so I don't know if you have any other question. We got a couple of minutes here. But again, I just want to stress, the more positive you put into him, I think the more secure you're going to feel in this time of you guys saying, maybe sex is best not now. I think you'll feel more comfortable and secure, but he will feel like, yes, you know, we're still all together in every way, and he'll be able to go much longer and not ever feel desperate. He doesn't need to feel desperate at all. Anything else you want to add, Mylon or Alice?
Just that it's progressive. It's not a wait and then dramatically something happens and then boom, mm-hmm. all of a sudden everybody's different. It's a gradual yeah. growth, and healing is always gradual. So I would simply say, and I mentioned this at the workshop to the men, and I think I mentioned it in the combined sessions, that it's important to have what we call congruous sex, where we're congruent emotionally, where it feels like the right step, and it aligns with how I feel on the inside toward the other mm-hmm. person.
Yeah.
And as opposed to what you just said, which was really excellent that you could verbalize this, that my anxiousness and my fear of losing him, I don't want to offer him sex for a wounded reason. I want to be able to offer him sex for a healthy reason, which is, yeah. man, that was a great conversation, and we've had such a warm weekend. Or I would not put a time limit on this. It would be to wait for congruency and for healing to take place gradually. And it's just something to think about there, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Anita, I think you would benefit from asking your husband, would you continue to reassure me of why you love me, what you love about me outside of our sexual relationship? I think that will help with that understandable fear you have. If mm-hmm. sex is off the table, will I lose my husband? Mm. I think that's what men taught you in the past. But you were really impressed with your husband and what his patience with you, what he's willing to do for yeah. you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. I'm going to send you what I think would help, and I know you went to the workshop. I hope you got the book, How We Love. I'll send you Healing is a Choice. I think there's some really good stuff there for you.
Yeah, that's a great book.
And I hope that you'll stay in touch with us and that the process will continue. It's amazing what we can do when you have two people that are willing to do the work, willing to get busy, willing to do whatever it takes. All right, let's go to Macy. Macy's calling us from Greenbelt, Maryland. She listens on the great station of WAVA. So glad that she does. Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
We're okay today. We're glad you called, and I'm just wondering how we could help you today.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. I just decided to call because I overheard the other lady that called.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband continuously, telling her that she's sleeping with the pastor and stuff like that. Because I mean,
Is your husband accusing you of being unfaithful?
Yeah, he's been doing that for long. But anyway, I've been going through marital problem for over 23 years now. It's been tough. And what happened, I moved out in 2010, and I moved out, went to a shelter, and I lived in a shelter because of all the distance, and he begged me to come back, and I said, okay, let me give him a second chance, and I told him everything that he has to do. Mm-hmm. Counseling was one of my priorities, go to counseling, Christian counseling specifically. I told him that, and he agreed to everything. So when I came back, he said he's not going anywhere. So I found myself stuck. And I've been going through the children, traumatized, pain. So I really need help on, getting therapy, counseling, and be able to protect myself, the children. He has told me to leave because I told him I'm not going to do reconciliation. If you don't get to the root of the problem you have, I'm no longer going to do reconciliation because I've been doing it for more than 10 times, more than that. So I'm not going through that step anymore.
Okay,
counseling so that somebody can hold you accountable and stuff so we can move forward.
Yeah. So the question for us would be what?
The question for us, because I've been through so much trauma, mentally, emotionally, it's affecting me everywhere. I'm going, how do I go about protecting myself and my children and getting out of the house right now?
Okay.
To be able to take care of myself. because I can't function properly mentally right now because of the trauma and the abuse I've gone through. And the children also are going through the same thing.
Okay.
So if you can direct me.
All right, we're going to give you some help right after this. So you hang on, and we'll be right back. You're listening to New Life Live. Really glad that you are, too.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us here today. We're talking with Macy. And, well, Alice, you want to connect with Macy here over this issue of really wanting to know, how do I help, how do I get my kids safe, me and the kids safe?
Yes, and I want to understand that better, Macy, because we heard that your husband accuses you of infidelity. There's been conflict for so many years. But at this point, is it accurate that you have minor children with him and you're concerned for their safety and you're already seeing them suffer from the conflict between you and your husband?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that there are a couple of different ways to handle this. You made such a courageous move before when you left the home, and to have to go to a shelter because things were so bad, that was very brave to do, and few people are willing to go quite to that length. So you may have to consider whether or not you need to leave the home again if he's not willing to get help and your children are at risk of danger, at risk of harm. But depending on the kind of danger you think that they're in, Child Protective Services can also be contacted. They would come in and do an evaluation of your children's safety. They can link you up with services, and depending on the level of risk, they can even require that you and your husband participate in services that could bring safety back to your home and prove that your husband is or is not willing to do what it takes to bring safety to the home.
Okay.
So it would help us to know, what has he done to the children that has been unsafe?
First of all, how old are your children?
Oh, I have a 10-year-old, and I have a 7, and I have 18. But my oldest is in college right now, so he usually comes back when he's my oldest is 22.
Got it.
So he usually comes back when school is out. But what it is so much yelling, accusing, arguments. So the children is constantly in front of the kids, and he's not paying attention to the kids. just being there for them. And I'm always screaming, yelling. It's so much yelling, screaming. But I think part of that on my side, I've been through trauma, and it's affecting me so much that sometimes I can't control my anger because of what I've been through with, from the abuse from him.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, he doesn't hit the kids and stuff, but he's just not there for the attention and being present. He leaves in the morning, he comes back late. At this point that I'm talking to you, he told me to leave, that I must leave the house. And I found out today that he took me out of the insurance, so I was trying to go get my tooth, do something on my everything.
Well,
so I
it's a horrible...
How do I do?
It's a horrible situation. Seems like to me, guys, that she needs legal counsel first.
Yes.
And if... And the way to do that, probably, given what he's done with your finances, is to contact the shelter where you were, because those people know you, and you ask them, who can I turn to for some legal aid here, because I have to make a move. And then... they can probably secure some finances through court action from him, so he's not just controlling everything, and they can give you some good advice. You need somebody locally that can help you, and I wouldn't do anything without legal advice. For instance, you might want to take the kids to safety, but he turns that into, I don't know, some kind of custody issue, and endangering them or something like that. You just never know what people will do out of desperation. So I would seek out the legal advice first.
Well, you can do the nice thing about this is I think both are important. I think to get legal advice from the shelter and find out, because a lot of people, attorneys will volunteer work pro bono to shelter families, and they will help you. A separation draws a line in the sand financially and also awards you what you deserve. And then what Alice said is super important, that you contact Child Protective Services if you're having to flee to a shelter and just say, what is the advice they give? Because they see this stuff all the time, Macy. This is not new to Child Protective Services or to the shelters. They see abused and battered families all the time.
Okay.
I would do both of these things.
Okay.
And now, go ahead, Alice.
Child Protective Services can link you up with state-funded assistance.
Yes.
So if that's a difficulty for you, they will assist you with it. And it's so important that you make that move soon, because if you're reacting to your husband with elevated voice, with screaming, but both you and your husband, what you're doing, you're right. It takes a significant toll on your children, and it can be considered domestic violence, even though it's all just verbal, because it has such an impact on your kids.
That's what I'm scared of. I don't want the kids to be taken out, because I think that's what he's trying to do right now. That he just don't want me to have anything to do with the kids. That he's telling me that I'm mentally ill. I can't take care of the children and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's why I want to get help on my own side. I can stabilize myself and be able to be there for my kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we're saying you have to be so very, very careful in what you do. Now, I want to say this. It sounds to me like you're very alone. Is that right?
Yes. I don't have any family.
Hmm. Okay.
And his family is the only one that I always talk to, but they are like supporting him, and I have no family member.
So what are we going to do here for you to get some support? Are you involved with a church at all?
I used to go to a church, but not at the moment right now. I don't go to church right now, but I was going to church, because right now, no car, nothing. I'm no job. I have no job, no car. Mm, it's just everything taking toll on me.
Okay. Well, I tell you, Child Protective Services and the shelter where you were, you need somebody to come alongside you here. You can't make these decisions by yourself. And so I hope you're going to reach out to them.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask folks to really pray for you. I'll send you Take Your Life Back. I don't know, any other insights for her, guys, before we go to a break here?
Well, I have one other insight, and this is not firm advice. It's just sort of a question that your 18-year-old and your college-age children, you might want to bring them in to talk to them about this and to develop the alliance of the two older ones who are now legal adults and just say, I need you to hear my predicament. I need you to hear what's going on. I need you to know what we're facing here, and I have to do something. You know, I'll tell this to the whole listening audience. You can go online and re-listen to any of the shows. So perhaps for your 18 and college age students to go online and to listen to this call of you calling in to us and to hear you and to hear us talk about this may help for them to become your advocates.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I do know that, but he called them aside and told them that I'm mentally ill. And he told them that I have mental problems.
Do they believe that?
They don't understand that the trauma that I've been through for years.
Do they believe that?
I do, but my colleague, the one in college, doesn't. But I think the high school one probably is buying into it. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, you can only do the best job you can do and find the allies. You know, Steve asked a really great question. You feel like you're alone, and we need people around us. That's one of the things that's going to happen with the shelter. People provide, you know, groups. They support community relationships that make you feel not alone anymore. So that's just my final thought. We're so sorry, Macy.
Macy, you had the courage to make this call today. Don't stop here. I really want you to make these other two phone calls we're advising you to do, because your husband is working hard and fast to undermine you, and you really need the additional support, and we will absolutely be praying for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, hold on. We're going to get some good materials for you. Maybe we can even direct you in the right way. You know, maybe there's somebody that you're thinking about in the same kind of situation, and maybe you could reach out to them and help them. But I would ask you that you would pray for Macy. And Lord, we do ask you to bless her, help that courage, as Al said, keep that courage going. We'll be back after that.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here. I'm 2,000 miles from my house, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Orange County May 3rd to the 5th.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I
just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh with some encouragement for you this week. If you struggle with anger, divorce, grief, weight loss, or many other things, we believe you can benefit from a life recovery experience. If you want to find a life recovery meeting, we can help you with that. Or if you want to know how to start a life recovery group in your church, give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Reba, and she can get you started. Also, we have an app for your smartphone or tablet. It allows you to live stream New Life Live and catch up on archived programs. You can read articles. There are short audio and video teachings as well. Just go to newlife.com and look for the download the app link. It's right at the bottom of the homepage. Steve, back to you.
Thank you, Terry. And, many times, I think if you've listened much, and if you've never been to one of our intensives, marriage intensive, you heard things like comfort circle, speaker, listener, holding time, things like that. And maybe we could just, all three of us have been impacted by that greatly. Maybe we could just take a moment and let's start with holding time. Milam, what about holding time? Let's share with everybody what that is. Is because it's not sexual, but it is very, very connecting and nurturing in the most non-sexual way.
Well, what God tells us to do is comfort one another. He tells us to encourage one another. He tells us to bear one another's burdens. And in the spirit of that, Kay and I started doing holding times maybe 33, 34 years ago. To create comfort that was physical, that mm-hmm. was nurturing, and that was non-sexual. I realized as a male, I needed to learn a new dimension in my life, which was in my relationship with Kay, which was a new dimension of non-sexual touch. And nurture is a way of comforting pain in the past and in the present, of a holding time that just says, I'm going to hold you in my arms just like you would a baby or a child. And sometimes that involves maybe some rocking, but most of the time I'm just sitting still holding Kay, or my head's in her lap. And it's after we've gone through a comfort circle, it's an attempt to find comfort and nurture for something that's distressing and to receive validation, empathy, and care.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we started doing 33 years ago. And Alice, what are your thoughts on that?
It's incredible how quickly the holding time can get you down to the soul level, where yes. couples can't necessarily connect that deeply when they're just talking to each other, but mm-hmm. there's a space on the couch between them. But when you get in that position, it can unlock emotions that mm-hmm. have been frozen for decades.
Wow, good point.
And there's an irony also that it can be a very regressive kind of thing where the woman, I'm just speaking for us men, the woman can be nurturing the little boy inside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a woman, it's not appealing for most women when a man is playing out a little boy and she's like the angry mother. But in the holding time, sometimes she nurtures the little boy, and that calls out the man. She's then able to relate to him as a man. It doesn't cause her to look at you forever as a small child any more than when you're holding her and nurturing maybe the little girl that was so hurt and abused. Then you're truly able to appreciate the woman that she has become in spite of the tough start that she had. And it really can be revolutionary in any kind of relationship. And if you've never done it, one of the main things, I think, is this word validation.
Mm-hmm.
You, first of all, your feelings are validated. And a lot of times we don't validate because we think, well, if I validate those feelings, I'm agreeing with them. No. You're saying, hey, I hear you. I understand you. I feel what you're feeling. But also, it validates you as a human being beyond just the feelings.
Well, you're absolutely right, but and I love that, because what you're saying is, I see you. Now, what are we seeing? On an Excel spreadsheet, there's this capital sigma on there, and it means the sum. What's the sum of all the stuff on this piece of paper? Mm-hmm. And we are the sum total. The person that I'm looking at, you, Steve, Alice, we are the sum total of our entire past history. And so to acknowledge the sum total, that is something in your past that was a joy or a pain or a place of hurt or trauma, I could go back and, because we're historical creatures, I can comfort one of those places in your life that hurt. And I can be the person that never comforted you as a child, but I can be the person that comforts that part of you that says, boy, that would have really hurt to have had that happen to you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that happened.
And what a difference it makes when maybe you've been told all your life, you got to get over that,
mm-hmm.
to being told, wow, I can sure see how you've come to this point, given all that you've gone through. The history
mm-hmm.
is validated. The struggle is validated. So,
and
I don't know, maybe
grieving helps us release from that. Alice and Steve, I think mm-hmm. grieving is the release from that trauma from the past in many cases.
I absolutely believe grief is the gift that God gives mm-hmm. us to separate us from things that would drag us down and keep us down. Well, let me tell you something that would really help you. And when we just talked with Macy, we saw the opposite of it. It's a book called The Power of the Other. And if you don't have another to help you, there is so much power that you're missing that comes when you have a bond with another person, when you're helping each other. And if you could give us a gift of any amount, this book was written by our good friend and colleague, Dr. Henry Cloud, The Power of the Other. It's going to help you understand the effect that other people have on you, what you can have on others, whether it's in business or your personal life. The Power of the Other. It's our way of saying thank you. And then Club New Life is so very important to us in maintaining the daily expense that we have from media and other things. $30 a month. I mean, it goes a long way. And we'll send you four amazing videos by Mylon and Kay. One of them alone, it's just our way of saying thank you, but this one video, 12 questions that will change any relationship. And you know, most relationships, they need a change. And so there are other videos on how we relate to our adult children, how anger plays a part in whatever we're doing, relating to somebody else, and then just how do you talk with your kids about sex. They're so good. And they're our way of saying thank you for joining Club New Life. Would you please consider, don't just consider, pick up the phone and call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, we're not just interested in you supporting us. We have counselors all over this country that would help you if you'd call us. And people are always saying, do you think I need counseling? That's not the question. The question is, would I benefit from it? I go every week because I know I benefit from it. And I just don't want to ever stop. I don't think my wife would let me. So it's just something that is a benefit to our relationship. So you call us. Maybe it's a workshop you need. Maybe it's a counselor. Maybe it's a book. You know, in the Arterburn series, all of those books are on the other person in the relationship that might have a problem that you need to understand. We've got a resource for you. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. My thanks to Mylon and to Alice. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for being with me today.
Thank
Everybody
you, Steve.
Call us and join us for the next program, 1-800-229-3000.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.